are those ramifications. So I think we have to be careful here. I think the LSB has a role to play. Clearly, the bylaws state that they must, approve the budget. It doesn't say create the budget. It doesn't say it's their budget. It doesn't say do whatever they want to. And as long as you have the majority, 13 votes on the LSB, then whatever you say becomes the budget unless the PNB overrules it, which comes to the second and last point that I have that I think is problematic. And that is that what happened also last year when we came to the PNB meeting, remember the bylaws require that the PNB adopt the budget, at the September meeting. We weren't able to do that last year completely because of the problem with the New York not having their budget approved by a majority of their LSB. And so therefore, what we would have is we were trying to craft it as we went along, taking out this, putting in there, and then saying, well, let the numbers all even out later, and we came out with a confusing budget. If the PNB is going to sit down in September and vote up or down a national budget, which includes all five stations, then those budgets from the stations should have been already reviewed and approved. I mean, you know, it should already be cleared prior to that. If you're going to ask the PNB to do it at their meeting, then they won't be able to approve it. Because what happens if each LSB comes up with their own budget and it's not something that's in sync with the national office or everything like that? Then we got to review and craft five budgets in an afternoon session on a Saturday. It's not going to happen. The PNB will not be able to do it. And then we'll go into October without an approved budget, which is against the bylaws. So we have to be careful here. If we say, don't touch my LSB budget until it gets to the national, until it gets to the PNB in September.
Excuse me, point of information here.
Go ahead, Patty.
The LSB did pass a budget last year, WBI's local station board. It was passed by a majority vote that had a budget based on a certain amount of days, and it was, I think it was $3.6 million or something. That was approved. It was people that didn't like it that changed it up to $3.8 million, which we can't afford.
Well, that was not the communication that we got from Paul and from the PMB from Alice. Let me finish.
A moment. The local station board did pass a budget.
Point of order.
This is not a point of information.
That's right.
Oh.
All right.
I'm sorry. I wanted to clarify that was misspoken.
All right. Well, I'm not, because again, I'm not on the LSB, so I may be mistaking it. So, but what I'm trying to say, Patty, is there was a big disagreement, and they had to come to the PNB at that meeting in September to resolve it. Anyway, I'm done with what, but that's the concern that I have about doing it the way that's being suggested. We are governance. We are not management, and we have to be careful to remember that.
Here.
Thank you. Casey, Dave, Lonnie.
Thank you. First, I want to be very clear about what the process has been at KPFK in developing our budget, because, I'm just amazed that this is the third meeting in which serious accusations have been pointed against volunteers from our CFO, which is so inappropriate. But I want to be very clear that our budgeting process has been an open process, open to the public, and one in which our general manager has been involved in those meetings and the budget development every step of the way. There have been no numbers put into budgets without the presence of the general manager and discussion about what costs were and what kinds of things we were budgeting for. With regard to the issue of a budget being balanced, our CFO was in discussions in the middle of a budgeting process and has made discussions regarding and comments about an incomplete budget. The reason it's incomplete is that the budget format that we have does not have a way for us to show our reserve. It does not have an item in there for us to show our carryover funds. So it looks as though at this point, at the point where the CFO saw it, that the budget was not balanced and had more expenses than income, because there's no place in the budget format, such a poor budget format, that you can't even show all of our income and the money that we already have. I believe that it's completely appropriate and necessary for the CFO to work with the GM and the committees in the budgeting process. We need that information, we need the input, we need the advice. But that's not what was being said here. With regard to the money that was being put in, that is being, we are being accused of putting money in for the LSB, the costs that were included in the LSB line item were for costs that were required in the bylaws, which include two town hall meetings, a general manager evaluation process, and those costs were based on the costs that we incurred this year in complying with those rules in the bylaws. They were not costs for any personal or any LSB money to go and do with whatever we wanted. These were things that are required in the bylaws, and the money is based on costs that were incurred last year. Secondly, if it looks that way and they're in a line item for LSB, it's because we can't find another line item to put them in, and we have been requesting since January, for a description of what each line item is and what's included in each line item. When we've been refused that month after month after month, we looked at what we had and we said, well, these are LSB jobs. These are things we're required to do. Let's put them in the LSB line item for now. The CFO to come back, look at that halfway in the process, and in three different meetings, make accusations against board members and other volunteers of misconduct is unbelievable to me. It is not the way any type of volunteer organization should be done, especially in a public meeting, and I think that our LSB and our volunteers at our station deserve apologies.
Whoa.
Now, with regard to the motion, I think Baruti stated it brilliantly. What we're saying, and I believe what Dave's motion is that the LSB work together with the general manager. We wanted a fair hearing of that budget. The National Finance Committee, of course, should be able to have input and make recommendations to the PNB, as should the National Office and the CFO. And that's it. That's all that's being said in the motion.
I have a substitute motion.
How about the apology?
Okay.
Madam Chair, I believe I'm next on the stack.
Well, we had Dave, yes, and then Lonnie. And I wish we could sort of not have attacks, if we could.
Yeah, I would like to speak, Madam Chair. I'm next on the stack.
Trying to be civil and move forward. I'm sorry if I've ruffled any feathers here, but Dave, I believe you're next.
Yeah. First of all, I'd just like to prevail upon you, Madam Chair, because Baruti is correct, and as much as I appreciate some of the things that have been said, many of the things are not germane to the motion, and so I'd like to prevail upon you when there are arguments being made that are not germane to the motion, but are rather things said in passing, that you ask that people hold their comments to the motion. Baruti was quite right. And he was quite right about objections that are being raised not really being pointed at the intent of the motion. I will say that the argument that I have no issue with the CFO being involved in the preparation of the budget, and I could describe my own feelings about how that goes, if it helps clarify, which is I think the manager hears from the LSB what their priorities are, and in concert with the national staff, including the CFO, develops a budget proposal that they then work interactively with the LSB to come up with something mutually acceptable, and then the LSB considers it and passes it. The intent of the motion is exactly as Baruti said, which is that that's the budget that the PNB sees, and any arguments, such as those that Mark made about concerns, get proposed as alternatives. And the argument can be made. I disagree with what Mark is suggesting, that it happens on site. It need not. And so I have language that I think is a little bit clearer as to the intent, and I'm going to read it now. The language is, once a station LSB has approved a budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff prior to presentation of the LSB-approved budget to the PNB for adoption. Foundation staff or management or the National Finance Committee may make recommendations regarding the budget to the PNB prior to adoption, but these must be presented in a document separate from the LSB-approved budget. Once the PNB has approved a budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff without PNB approval. So I think that's very clear that it just says what Baruti was saying, that the LSB, once it approves this thing that's been through the process, that budget gets seen by the PNB and considered. And any alternatives would come forth as separate documents. I would disagree. I respect Jane's position on dealing with spending outside the budget approval process, but just as this discussion highlights how we tend to get taken through issues that aren't really germane to specific motions and in doing so waste time, I think we'd be better off passing this one and continuing to work on the other one, which I think is a much more complicated thing. This is simple. This just says, once an LSB forwards it, the PNB gets to see it as is and gets to see alternatives as a separate document. So I'm making that as a proposed substitute. And if people would like me to read it again, I can. And I think that we're all getting clear enough on this that after we hear Lonnie's alternative, we should get to a vote or we're never going to get off this call. And again, I'd like to ask the chair, when the discussion is not relevant
right.
to the motion, to
You're
please
right.
step
I
in.
Understand. I take your point as well taken. I will try to reel it in a bit better. Do I have a second today?
Second. I have a second.
It right. doesn't actually require one.
Okay.
Lonnie, did you want to speak to this motion, or can we
yeah,
take a vote?
I did. I had indicated I wanted to do a substitute motion. Let's clarify. The issue here is not whether or not the staff can change a budget passed by the PNB. That is a straw issue. That is not controversial, and that's not what I'm saying. My motion will make clear what I am saying. What I'm saying is simple, that the issue of my motion would read, let me just read it here, that the general manager...
Madam Chair, I'm on the call now.
Oh, how you doing?
Welcome.
I think that we could maybe come to an agreement around a motion that I would propose the following, that the general manager, in consultation with the CFO and the executive director, will present a budget to the local LSB board for review and approval. Then I think it makes perfect sense to move from there to a sentence that says, once the budget is approved, it is sent, just following our bylaws, to the Finance Committee for review and recommendation and for ultimate adoption by the PNB. That is, on the one hand, practice, what we do, and secondly, it's in the bylaws. And I see nothing controversial in that whatsoever. What is being added is the role is clarified for the ED in that motion and for the CFO and for the general manager, people who are really involved in the budget process. So anyway, that would be my substitute motion, simple and clear, two sentences, not five or six, and have that go forward to the PNB for review and adoption.
This is Dave. I'd like to speak to it.
Okay, do we have a second? Or are you saying we don't need a second?
In committee, the motions don't need seconds.
Excuse me.
I don't have the whole thing down. Can you repeat it? I'm sorry.
Would someone be able to email it? Lonnie, could, or is that not feasible because there's lots of people not at computers?
I can write it up and try to email it.
You could just read it again, too.
Yeah, well, it's real simple. I try to keep it simple so I can remember it. It is that the general manager, in consultation with the CFO and the executive director, shall present an annual budget to the local LSB for review and adoption.
Thank you.
That is our bylaws. That's pretty much what the bylaws say.
Thank you.
And then the second sentence says, hey, we're leaving out the Finance Committee. And the second sentence says that budget shall be sent to the Finance Committee for review to be then sent to the PNB with recommendations and for adoption by the PNB. Just simple language as possible here.
This is Dave. May I speak to it?
Yes. And
yeah, I have two objections.
Clarifying, and I don't mind doing it after, Dave. Go ahead, Dave. Then I.
Just... Yeah, I have a couple of objections. First, the way it's framed, Ronnie says it's in the bylaws, but it isn't. I've sent around the phrases about the bylaws. The word budget appears four times. It is true that it is the LSB's approval that is in there, but a role for the ED and the CFO isn't described. I have no objection as far as it goes, except that the way it's framed, it suggests that the LSB is sort of a passive observer in this process until management presents them with something. That's not what we're doing, nor do I think it's what we should be doing. It's a collaborative process up until that point. So I have an issue with that language, and I'm happy to work on another motion that deals with that piece of it. But again, in the interest of time, I think we're already in this budget process, so that's something we have a little time on. My concern goes to what happens after, and my second objection to the language that Lonnie stated is, again, in his second portion, there's nothing about the fact that once approved, there's no alterations that occur. And my concern is, as Baruti stated, that once approved, that should get its day before the PNB, and any alterations need to be separate. So I would speak against the motion right now, although the idea that the management works with the national office in developing it, I have no objection to. I do object to the treatment, as in that motion, of the LSB as sort of passive bystander until management says this is what we want. Don't think that's a good idea.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mark.
I'd like to.
All right. Let me just ask the question that I guess it would be a point of information. Say that this budget comes to the LSB and the LSB doesn't approve it, then it goes back to the GM and the CFO and the ED, question mark.
Oh, why are you asking it of?
The maker of the motion, of Lonnie.
Yes. I think that the collaboration process can go along just as it has been. It's give and take. The GM is not acting in a vacuum, neither am I. I'm assuming that the GM is collaborating with the LSB, is working with them, and what that GM presents is the joint product of the input from the LSB and from your CFO and from the ED. I see nothing wrong with that model. And to exclude two of the three parties, three of the four, you got an LSB, a GM, a CFO, and an ED. Why exclude three of the four parties from this budget process? Of course they should be involved. And I think the language we put forth should include that language and make it clear. If you want to use, collaboration language, that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with a proviso that the budget shall not be changed after the PNB is approved. That's not my issue.
No, not after the PNB has approved it, after the LSB has approved it, that any recommendations come as a parallel.
Could we take that as a friendly amendment, Lonnie? It seems reasonable that you could add into your motion that once it's approved by the LSB, it doesn't change until it gets to the NFC.
I have no objection to that. I think that's fine. I just think that it's too narrow. It doesn't include the ED, CFO, and the GM.
Well, but we're talking about your motion, Lonnie, and I'm not, you've said, and to me, I'm really trying to be chair here and not weigh in, but
you should weigh in.
Like that Lonnie's talking about sort of first base is the GM, CFO, ED, LSB, collaboration, working group sessions and coming to something that's fairly gelled. Then it gets to the LSB and finally gets approved. Then it doesn't change until it gets the NFC, the NFC hopefully blesses it or asks questions, and I suppose the NFC could send it back to the LSB and the GM and the CFO, but once you get through that back and forth, then it goes to the PNB. Isn't that really what we're talking about here?
No, it isn't, Marnie.
Oh.
You've crucially...
I'm so sorry.
But I'll wait till others have spoken who are already on the staff.
All right, okay.
That is what I was talking about, though. I think that it has to be a collaborative process all the way through the structure, not just, at the LSB level. I think that the point of view of the Finance Committee and people from other stations is crucial. That's why we have a National Finance Committee with people from different stations to bring another station's perspective into it. Not that you're going to change it, but the idea that their input is irrelevant and not an area number should ever be changed until it gets to the PNB, seems to me very, very narrow and dangerous.
Mark was next. I apologize for taking.
And then I'd like to speak again.
No. I agree that we are supposed to be operating as a National Finance Committee, and as such, one of the reasons that we're configured the way we are is that we can rise above what might be a local station's perspective and look at it from a national perspective, bringing all our individual, biases and whatever to bear, but looking at it from a national point of view as we then move this budget forward to the PMB. And I don't think that anywhere in that process is there an assumption that the LSB is a passive body. I also don't think I heard any comments that weren't germane, so I didn't know what that was about. But I don't believe that the LSB is ever considered to be just a passive body rubber stamping, and that's not what I said. I think we have to be careful here about the wording of a motion and its, quote, intent. And that's why I spoke against the first motion, and this one, I think, is a little clearer in terms of where the lines are, as long as it makes it clear that the buck finally stops with the PMB. And it's the PMB who ultimately has to adopt, but obviously the PMB needs help along the way. The National Finance Committee has a clear role to play in that with the recommendations. And the NFC should be able to look at the budgets, which is what we said we're going to look at in another week, the budgets that were approved by the LSBs. If all we're going to do is say, well, yes or no, whatever, we should be able to look at them and discuss them and ask questions of the treasurers and find out if there's something that's out of whack or out of line or seems whatever, and send it back for some response before we move ahead. I think that's our job. So I do like the alternative motion because I think it's clearer, although I do think, and I'll say this is my last thing, and this may not be germane, that we spent an hour and a half on an issue that I don't think was an issue. And meanwhile, you know, we're not looking at the June numbers, which are critical, and, you know, there's all kinds of questions. I've gone through those numbers, and we've spent a lot of time on, I don't understand why, because the LSB has been doing what it's been doing, and it seemed to have been working, so I don't know why we need this motion. I don't know who's seeking clarification here that says LSBs are not part of the process, or what is, I don't get it. I don't get why this is taking 90 minutes.
This is Dave.
Okay, Dave, may I just try as an outsider? It seemed to me that last year, apparently some LSBs got burned because what they approved got changed, and people want to make sure that doesn't happen again. Am I not?
Yeah, I can state it really clearly if you'll recognize me.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing about LSBs working cooperatively, that language wasn't in the motion that Lonnie proposed. And I'm going to propose dividing Lonnie's motion into two pieces, because one piece of it adds a new concept about the pre-approval process. The other piece of it has the after-approval process. And the reason I disagreed with what you said, Marnie, was you were saying, well, it's not changed before it comes to the National Finance Committee. National Finance Committee's role, as described in the bylaws, is to review it, not to change it. So what the point of my motion is that once the LSB approves whatever gets made, however it's made, the PMB is going to consider that budget. If the NFC has objections, if the CFO has objections, if anybody has objections, they can state those objections. They can propose an alternative, which the PMB might choose to adopt. But the point is, as Baruti said, the PMB will see the document unchanged that the LSB put forward. So I think, personally, the first piece of Lonnie's motion, and I can't understand why it keeps trailing away.
Isn't that the procedure right now, Dave?
There is no policy right now, Ambrose, that specifies this.
No. I said, isn't that the procedure that we've always used?
No.
We did it last year.
What we were told was that there was a statement on a call which motivated this motion that the CFO was saying he had to get the budgets from the LSBs and make changes, consolidated and make changes as necessary before it was put forward to the PMB. That was the language that triggered this motion. And in the past, you know, these things have so many moving parts, It's a little bit difficult. So I just want to be unambiguous. So what I'm asking is that we divide Lonnie's motion. I could, with an amendment, change his first piece so it's satisfactory, so that it explicitly states the role for the LSB in it. Because if it becomes policy, it should. It's not that, oh, we all agree, because we keep going back and to these things and say, well, what did we say and what was the motion? So specificity is important. I would even say that since we're already to this point, we could even table the first part of that and deal with that when we have more time. But this piece, the piece that says what happens once these LSB approve it, that's coming. And for that, we need something unambiguous, and I think my motion is unambiguous. So I'm moving to divide Lonnie's substitute and considering the two pieces separately, and I believe that my motion is superior, at least to my intent, on what happens after the LSB approves.
I think both of them ought to be tabled. This is a ridiculous waste of time. We have a procedure in place. It was in place last year. WBAI had a problem, and the PNB had to deal with that problem. And the PNB did.
Yeah, look what happened.
What did happen?
No, Ambrose, the thing you're talking about is not what this motion is about. It is about the PNB seeing the numbers that the LSB approved.
Madam Chair, could you let Ambrose finish his thought? Order here.
Please, Ambrose, you have the floor.
And what I want to say is that we have a procedure in place, and I think this committee ought to know what that procedure is. Hell, I've been sitting in that office listening to GMs and persons who handle the money at each station in teleconference with Lonnie dealing with the budget. And they have to get approval, not just from us, but they have to get approval from the LSB. The LSB is involved. We're going down to Los Angeles this weekend. You know, what I'm saying is we have a procedure in place, and it's work. You know, that's what a national organization does. If the LSB, I mean, we did it at W, went through a real series of changes. But when we got through, we had a budget that was presented to the LSB. The LSB approved it. It was presented to the Finance Committee, and the Finance Committee dealt with it. Then it was presented to the PNB, and the PNB dealt with it. That's the way it should be, and that's the way it's done. I don't understand why we need to waste all this time with these resolutions.
I agree. Madam Chair, I had a motion to divide. I'd like it handled as a point of order.
There was a prior motion on the floor, mine.
I understand the motion to divide is relative to your motion.
Can I get on the table?
Just a point of information, Madam Chair, for a second.
Does a guest have a right to put a motion on the floor?
No.
That's all I am. I'd move the table.
Second, I guess. Oh, you don't need
Madam Chair, the motion to table is a motion to table all items, because I was going to move to...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Point of order.
Point of order. Yes. Go ahead.
I'm all for inclusiveness and everything, but we have a guest who just came on the call who's making motions to table after an hour and a half. We have.
I did not make a motion.
We have a motion on the floor. We have a substitute motion, and now a motion to divide. You have to take the motion to divide first.
Well, actually, the motion to table would take precedence. So let's vote the motion to table.
Who made the motion to table?
Mr. Lonnie did. He made the motion.
Okay.
I haven't heard that. Did I hear that? I didn't hear that.
Well, it's functionally the same. I mean, why isn't it?
No, I need to hear it myself. I don't. Functionally the same is not proper in my opinion. Sorry.
Lonnie, would you care to please state what it is?
Oh, Madam Chair, I moved the table. And you know, as a member of the committee, I can do that.
Okay.
Can we go to a vote?
Okay, let's take a vote. Casey, would you please take a vote?
Yes. Adelson?
No.
Allen? Teresa?
Sorry, can I pass?
Yes. Okay. Diaco?
No.
Gatewood?
No.
Heffley?
No.
McFaul is no. Roberts? Mark? I'll come back. Weinman? Oh, I'm sorry. Williams?
No. I am here.
Hicks?
Yes.
Okay, I'm coming back. Allen?
Abstain.
I'm sorry, Marnie, I didn't get you.
I'm not going to vote. I think it's clear where this motion has failed, isn't it?
Okay.
Hey, can we consider the motion to divide?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay.
So just to clarify, this is a motion to divide. Lonnie's motion has two portions. One speaks to the pre-approval process, one to the post, and I'm asking that they be considered separately.
Okay, Adelson.
Yes.
Allen.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
It's a motion to divide the two sentences in Lonnie's motion.
Oh, point of clarification?
Go ahead.
I'm not sure how the motion would read once divided. Could we get that read?
Okay, it's the first sentence is one portion and the second sentence is the other. I don't have it. You didn't send me.
What's the motion? Okay, the first sentence is that the GM, in consultation with the CFO and ED, shall present an annual budget to the LSB for approval. You would divide that from the approved budget shall be sent to the NFC for review and submission to the PNB for approval.
For adoption.
Thank you.
Okay, so those are the two pieces.
Yeah, two simple sentences. Yeah.
So you're voting yes or no to whether you want to divide that into two motions. Okay, so I'm back to Allen. Teresa?
Let's pass over her and go around.
For Rudy Bediaco?
Oh, can you hear me?
Teresa.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to pass for now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Gatewood?
Same.
I'll come back. Heffley?
Yes, I said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay.
Heffley?
I'll say yes for now.
Okay. Roberts?
Yes.
McFaul is yes. Williams?
Yes.
Tattersall?
I think it's reached critical mass.
Okay.
Allen, yes.
Hicks?
No.
Okay. Marnie, I didn't get your vote. I'm sorry.
I'll abstain.
Okay.
Allen.
Motion passes.
Wait, Marnie, this is Dave. I'd like to move to table the first part until our next meeting.
All right. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Question was from whom?
Mark.
Okay. Therefore, we must deal with first part first. If there's one objection.
You have to vote on.
We have to vote whether or not to table it.
This is Sandy. I've joined. Sorry about being so late.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Can you read the motion, the first part again, please?
Can I speak to the motion just briefly?
No. That's.
All right. Well, Sandy just arrived.
I know. I'm going to read it, but we're not at the point where you can speak yet to it yet.
You're not the chair, Casey.
I know, but I'm sorry. I'm trying. I've got like six pieces of paper in front of me.
Comments, Casey. Let's go, please. I agree with Casey. Let's do it.
Okay. So the first part of the motion that now the motion on the floor is to table the first divided part, which is the GM, in consultation with the CFO and ED, shall present an annual budget to the LSB for approval. The motion is to table that portion.
Until our next meeting.
Until next meeting.
Okay, so should we take a vote on that? Is that...
Well, you had Lonnie ask to speak.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me, Lonnie.
Well, just as a point of order, a motion to table isn't debatable.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, ready? Adelson.
Do you mind just please state what we're voting on at the moment? I'm confused.
We're voting on whether or not to table that first part of the divided motion till next meeting.
Okay. A point of information, does that mean it will be the first item on the agenda at the next meeting?
That would be up to, it's not specified. It's
we just
up to the
do
chair.
That with this motion that we tabled it, and that's how the CFO motion got to be the first item on this agenda?
No, we actually turned down the motion to table, and then we adjourned it and took up the last agenda. I don't know. I have no objection to it being the first item.
Okay, that's better.
So do you want that in your motion to table?
Sure. It's motion to table.
Table to the next meeting as first item on agenda. Okay, so everybody got it?
Yep.
Okay. Adelson.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Bediako.
Yes.
Gatewood.
No.
Heffley.
Pass.
Roberts.
No.
McFaul is yes. Williams.
Yes.
Tattersall.
Abstain.
Weinman.
Abstain, thank you.
Hicks.
No.
Heffley.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 6 yes, 2 no's. No, I'm sorry, 3 no's, 1 abstention.
There was a pass. Oh, you came back.
I came back.
So the motion to the table passes.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're on the second portion.
Yes.
And this is a substitute to my substitute. So if we adopt it, then it substitutes for my motion. If we don't, then we vote on my substitute. And perhaps we should read both Lonnie's and my versions.
Okay. So what we're voting on now is the second part of the substitute motion, which reads, the approved budget shall be sent to the National Finance Committee for review and submission to the PNB for adoption. So now when it stands alone like that, you need... I don't know. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. This is ridiculous. Yeah. It's just ridiculous, y'all. It doesn't make any sense.
Can we take a stack or something?
Okay. Well, let me. That's the substitute motion that would substitute for the original motion.
Well, actually, I had made a substitute prior, and may I read that so people know the difference?
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I?
Yes, please.
The motion that I proposed as a substitute to the original more vague language was, once a station LSB has approved a budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff prior to presentation of the LSB approved budget to the PNB for adoption. Foundation staff or management or the National Finance Committee may make recommendations regarding the budget to the PNB prior to adoption, but these must be presented in a document separate from the LSB-approved budget. Once the PMB has approved the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff without PMB approval.
Now, can we have unanimous consent on that? I mean, it sounds simple.
I thought so.
Is there objection to that?
I object. Because it makes the LSB budget something that it's not collaborative, in my view, at all. It simply says the PNB, the LSB, shall create a budget, and it can't be changed.
No, it said,
Madam Chair, I think at this point it will be faster to vote. I think these differences aren't resolvable through discussion, but I think everybody's clear on what
I point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to hear Lonnie's statement.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, how we got here is from a statement that Dave claimed I made, claiming that I said that the budgets, once adopted by the LSB, I claimed that they could be changed. That's not true. So here we are, an hour and a half into a discussion over a statement, A, I didn't make, B, it won't stand correct. And if you think I said that, then you should hear my correction, which is, no, I did not. Certainly did intend it. So here we are, making an hour and a half in a motion for a statement that I believe was not made. And you claimed that was your impetus for doing this motion. So Secondly, the motion's personal. It names the CFO, carries implications that I'm not comfortable with. Oh, the CFO might change budget, so we have to have a motion which prevents him from doing that. That's mildly offensive. Third.
Point of something here.
Oh, yeah, I'm speaking to a motion that involves me, personally.
Marty, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I can, but let's let Lonnie finish, then we'll put Kathy on.
I mean, that's like, how would you have to have a motion where it says, Dave, well, whoever, and it's personal, could have been worded better, in my view.
It doesn't mention the CFO.
Yeah, I would say you should take it out, in my view. And finally, my view, in case Sandy wasn't here to hear it, is that the having the issue of the LFB create a budget that is untouchable by anyone, and have it go right through the structure, straight to the B&B, and have all of the other relevant and accountable people for this budget, the ED, the CFO, the GM, merely be able to make, you know, parallel comments on the budget, to me is weird, strange, and not usual at all. Show me an organization that does that. They do not. And you also, you know, on the one hand, create a parallel structure while claiming collaboration is your goal. That's inconsistent. Either it's going to be collaboration, or it's parallel budgeting, parallel comment, parallel review, parallel whatever. That's creating another system. And I'm not sure that the bylaws intended it to be that way. I'm sure you cannot find in the bylaw where the finance committee can't make recommendations different than what the PLSBs have proposed. That's why it probably sits there. So anyway, I just don't think it makes sense. And it is a motion that was prompted by the author claims that it was by something I said, which I didn't say, and it names me. So I think that it's not an appropriate motion.
Patty, you're next, but may I make a point of personal privilege, if I could? What I wrote down was once, you know, there's already the first part where there's the collaboration, and then that's been tabled, but then this part we're talking about, what I wrote was, once a station LSB has approved a budget, not created it, it cannot be changed by the national office or the NFC until it gets to the PNB. Isn't that what we have here?
Can I read it again? The language is very specific.
Please. Go ahead, Dave.
Once a station LSB has approved the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff prior to presentation of the LSB-approved budget to the PNB for adoption. Foundation staff or management or the National Finance Committee may make recommendations regarding the budget to the PNB prior to adoption, but these must be presented in a document separate from the LSB-approved budget. Once the PNB has approved the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff without PNB approval. So it doesn't mention the CFO. It doesn't suggest that the LSB necessarily is responsible for creating. All it says is, after an LSB has passed it, the PNB sees that and sees any alternatives separate from that LSB document. And I think we should vote.
I'd like to vote, please.
Any objection to taking a vote?
Do we have the first vote on
Lonnie's substitute?
Lonnie's substitute,
yes.
Right. Okay. Everybody knows what we're voting on?
Could you just bring you up to speed one time? Sorry.
We're voting on the second part of Lonnie's divided motion, which is the approved budget shall be sent to the National Finance Committee for review and submission to the PNB for adoption.
And one more time.
There's some language about without change. Isn't that what everyone's hung up about?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, yes, I wasn't here last year, but what I heard, and excuse me for jumping in here, was that apparently last year some people felt that some budgets were changed after LSB approval, and they don't want that to happen again, and it seems reasonable, but I wasn't there, and maybe there's much more to it than what I hear. So can we take a vote?
No. We're voting to table?
No.
If we turn down if Lonnie's motion to substitute fails, then my motion will be considered. So we're first voting on Lonnie's motion to substitute.
But Lonnie's motion does include this thing about it can't be changed, right? Isn't
no,
that the essence?
No, it doesn't.
Lonnie, is that right?
Somebody should read the motion again.
No, it doesn't.
What it says is the approved budget shall be sent to the National Finance Committee for review and submission to the PNB for adoption.
That's what we do now.
Yeah.
Put on that.
I mean, as far as it goes, it's fine, but it doesn't incorporate. I mean, I'd be happy. I would accept putting the two motions together, you know, combining the two. But I want something in there that says that the PNB is going to get to see what the LSB approved without alteration.
But see, the problem, Dave, is you keep using I. It's not about what you want to see. We're the National Finance Committee. We have
well,
to talk
so let's
about
vote. Now we can vote right now, and we
but
can decide.
But what I'm saying, it's not about
what point of order or something here. Like, we're just trying to argue to get people to vote our way. We know what the two motions are.
Patty,
can we vote?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying as the National Finance Committee, we have to be careful here that we don't step out of the process, which is what this motion suggests. Otherwise, why would we meet? Why meet? Just go take it right to the PNB. Why do we have these meetings if we have no role?
I don't think either one of these motions don't say that we have no role.
Yeah, I think our role is that if we review the budget, we summarize the problems that we have with the budget and present it to the PNB. And if
right.
our case is compelling,
exactly.
then they'll turn back to LSB's budget and say, we can't accept this, or we'll take the NFC's
right.
recommendations
it's
and say, well, I think these recommendations are good.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. But the problem is then the PNB could have multiple documents before it.
Right.
The PNB has multiple documents.
We cannot talk over each other. Come now, please.
LSB could send three budgets. What
I mean,
No.
Madam Chair, we need to vote this. We're all very clear, I think, where we stand on this issue. It's time for a vote.
Okay, let's
I'm saying the PNB could have multiple papers before it.
This is Sandy. Hey, I'm not real clear on where we stand here, not because I joined in late now, keep in mind. But this is really open-ended here. What we're really doing is opening the door to either having a collaborative budgeting process between management, the local finance committees, and ultimately the local station board, and not having that collaborative process. And that's what we're pushing toward. If we go through with a plan that says, hey, look, we can take a budget that the LSB passes without alteration, and then just go ahead and send that forward, we're really saying that the people that are responsible for that budget, for the operation of these stations, meeting that budget, working within the confines of that budget, are stuck with whatever the local station board says without input. Are we not?
No.
No, we're saying that they can make their recommendations, but they can't just change it and prevent the PNB from seeing what they and considering the LSB-approved budget, because any change made to those budgets by staff or us basically takes the PNB out of being able to consider what the LSB approved.
That is not true. That is not what has happened, Dave. It didn't happen last year. It's not happening this year. I don't know where you're getting this from.
Yeah.
It's not how it happened.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, may we vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think we should move the motion.
And, you know, it's like saying the LSB could send the budget directly to the PNB. Why bother with the GM? Why bother with the ED? Why bother with finance? Because nothing will change there. Why not just send it to the PNB?
I think that's what we ought to do. Just send it directly to the PNB and let's stop pretending if that's what we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, because
it's a point of something or another here.
Can we move the motion,
this
please?
This is like completely out of order now.
Yes.
Madam Chair, please move the motion.
Okay, let's move the motion. And Casey, would you please read it and then
okay.
vote on it?
We're voting on the second part of the divided motion, which reads, the approved budget shall be sent to the National Finance Committee for review and submission to the PNB for adoption. Adelson.
No.
Allen.
Pass.
Bediako.
No.
Gatewood.
No.
Heffley.
No.
McFaul is no. Roberts.
Abstain.
Pattersall.
Abstain.
Weinman.
No.
Williams.
No.
Hicks.
I think I'll vote for my own motion, yes.
Alan.
No.
Motion fails. So now we go to the original motion.
No, mine is a substitute for the original.
I'm sorry.
And the substitute, may I read it?
Please.
Once the station LSB has approved a budget, the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff prior to presentation of the LSB-approved budget to the PMB for adoption. Foundation staff or management or the NFC may make recommendations regarding the budget to the PNB prior to adoption, but these must be presented in a document separate from the LSB-approved budget. Once the PNB has approved the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff without PNB approval.
Can you email that to me, please?
Yeah. Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I move to divide that motion.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, I want all of that first part in there. The part that says once the budget is approved, what is it, the last sentence, Dave?
The last sentence is once the PMB has approved the budget may not be altered by foundation management or staff without PMB approval.
Right, that's what I want to be separate from that other part.
Okay. Could we...
Because that deals with the problem of alteration, and that's what the whole thing started. Well, I don't know what it started, but that deals with the question of having the budget altered once the PMB has approved it.
Okay, let's vote on his motion to divide, please.
Yes. Casey?
Okay, motion to divide. Adelson?
No.
Allen?
Yes.
Bediako?
No.
Gatewood?
No.
Heffley?
No.
McFaul? No. Roberts?
Yes.
Pattersall?
Yes.
Weinman?
Yes.
Williams?
No.
Hicks?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. 6, no, 5, yes.
Okay, we do not divide the question, so...
So we go back to the substitute motion. Ready to vote?
Yep.
Adelson?
Yes.
Allen?
I'm going to pass.
Bediako?
Yes.
Gatewood?
Yes.
Heffley?
Yes.
McFaul is yes. Roberts?
No.
Pattersall?
Yes.
Weinman?
No.
Williams?
Yes.
Hicks?
No.
Allen?
Abstain.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. I'm sorry, 3 no, 1 abstention.
Now, technically, now that we've substituted it, we need to vote to approve it.
Okay.
But we should be able to do that without objections.
Can we do that without objection, please?
No, I want to go on the record against the motion.
Yeah, I can't vote for it, sorry.
Okay, so now we have to vote.
So do we need discussion or can we go to a vote?
No, we just vote.
Okay. Adelson?
Yes.
Allen?
Abstain.
Bediako?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes? Yes. Sorry.
I would like to change my vote to a no.
Okay, wait. All right. I've got Adelson, Allen, Bediako. Gatewood?
Yes.
Heffley?
Yes.
McFaul is yes. Roberts?
No.
Pattersall?
Yes.
Weinman?
No.
Williams?
Yes.
Hicks?
No.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 7 yes and 1, 2, 3, 4 no.
Okay, Madam
move
Chair?
The agenda?
Yes. Now we
vote. Wait, Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I have one procedural question. Now, this is going to be sent to the PMB as a recommendation of the National Finance Committee. I'd like to be able to present a minority report.
Absolutely.
I'd like to join in that minority report.
Thank you.
That doesn't need any more than that, does it, in terms of...
No, it's always appropriate.
All right, okay. All right, so now the next item was, unless we want to change, the need to clarify who has final authority on financial matters, including budgets. NFC recommendations should be made to the board. Didn't we just sort of cross lines there? Did we sort of deal with A and B just now?
No, that was budget. Financial matters are much broader than budget.
Okay, all right. So that's the new point of discussion, unless anybody wants to suggest that there's something more urgent that we should deal with.
Let me just say,
I'm very concerned about whatever is the 06 budget schedule and deadlines. I would like them repeated if they are, but maybe we go to need to clarify?
Can we move this item? Can we table this till the next agenda, next meeting?
Is there
Lonnie?
An objection?
No, I think this is crucial to, if we're taking up the issue around LSB and budgeting, that's
okay.
Just going to bring up questions about other financial matters.
Okay.
And that's the heart of what a finance committee does. And I don't think we should give the PNB, you know, a companion motion. So that's questions around, well, what's included, what's not included. And it's crucial. There are actually three motions here that I was hoping we could discuss. Financial matters could include the issue of that motion around surpluses and reserves. It keeps coming up, and it especially will be important in the context of this budget process, because what I heard on this call was the view that they can, on their own authority, take money from existing reserves and use it in the current operating budget. That is a big issue, and it needs to be resolved. And so I think that, you know, it's work, I know, and it's people are tired, but we must at least have a sense of what this committee wants to recommend to the board around how we handle it in these budgets that will be coming up. They will have folks trying to use surpluses and reserves, and so it will be a live issue.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Yes.
If that's what the issue is, that's right in there with the 06 budget. So I think it's a good thing to discuss here.
Okay, let's. And is there a motion, or are we going to have a little discussion, and then we'll get into a motion?
I would prefer the latter unless there's a motion.
Let's have a discussion then.
Well,
who would like to go on a stack?
Dave.
Honey, okay. And then?
Dave.
Okay. Let's go then, if there's no one else at the moment, Lonnie, and then Dave.
Well, this is a very serious issue for me as chief financial officer, and there's some basic questions that are involved in this. And it's a question that most organizations face, and they have, most organizations, come up with answers and solutions. The basic issue is, are we a network, or are we five stations, each of which has their own money, their own budgeting process, and their own ownership of reserves and surpluses that they can use any way they see fit by simply putting them in a budget. Now, that is a crucial issue. The ownership of money, cash in the bank, is a question that any organization cannot leave unanswered. Now, what I'm hearing and the assertions made is that if a station has reserves they've built up over years, or we've been in operation for 56 years, that any given LSB can simply take that money and put it into a current year operating budget to make up even for a deficit, or use those funds without any approval or authorization process, has to be carefully examined, and PNB has to adopt policy on it. We are at the point where those are the issues in this budget process. So we should at least have the discussion. Perhaps we need a working group. I hate to say that word, but we need to be able to be clear with the PNB who's planning to use their reserves and on what authorization, who is not, who doesn't have reserves to use, who owns surpluses. That is different than reserves. Surpluses meaning monies that have been generated in a single operating year over and above expenses. So I would be happy to come back to the group with some recommendations, but I certainly would welcome discussion prior to doing that.